There was an article in News 24 very recently, which was pretty unfortunate. It's in front of me. It says South Africa challenges Russia for the title of the world's biggest boozers. This is not a competition that we want to be winning. On the line to discuss this with me is Kenneth Kwadi, political analyst, commentator, and researcher. Kenneth, thanks for chatting to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and to the listeners of Chai FM. Thanks for having me.
Kenneth, what are the factors behind this significant increase in South Africa's alcohol consumption?
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a problem of the social fabric in South Africa and the pub lifestyle. It is the one that encourages the excessive drinking or the abuse of alcohol that we are seeing in these recent years. And it's the problem that the government or the regulatory bodies have not been able to cap into and make sure that they do regulate the sales and the consumption of alcohol. So there's always a motive behind the drinking among the South Africans. So there's always a reason of why people should be drinking, especially during the weekends. And the excessive drinking or the abuse of alcohol is then responsible for the heightened levels of GBVs, the deaths on the roads, the mortality rate, and the hospitals we saw during COVID-19 when the lockdown was effected and the sales of alcohol was prohibited, that you did not have many people who were occupying the hospital beds because most of them are in the hospitals because they have been the victims of accidents, car accidents and other accidents due to abuse of alcohol. So alcohol is the cause of many problems in South Africa. So there should be a way of trying to cap the alarming number of the consumption.
I'm not sure whether you are able to answer this question or not, but I'm wondering, is there a general increase in the consumption of alcohol, or is it limited, or is it different in the different age bands and demographics?
So you don't have or less than half of the population is drinking alcohol. So the problem with it is the excessive part that you have got each person or an individual who consumes more than a 6-pack of alcohol, different brands, and we deem those as excessive drinking. So you have got less people who are drinking a lot when you compare them with those in other countries. So it means that us and Russia, we are the worst drinkers in the world. So we are amongst the top in the world. We've always occupied the first seat when it comes to Africa. And it's the problem that is responsible for many social ills in our society. The reasons why we are having the heightened levels of crime is due, and it can also be attributed to excessive drinking.
You mentioned the ability of legislation to perhaps make a difference. Share your thinking with us. Where are you going with that thought?
Yeah, just like in Botswana and in many other countries, there are always ways of managing or regulating the sales and the consumption of alcohol. When I was in Israel, for example, so it starts with pricing of alcohol. So the way or the manner in which you price alcohol, you should make it in a way that is not affordable to everyone, so that you make it difficult for people to access alcohol. And the time or the trading hours of selling alcohol, it shouldn't be the way it is now, because there's no way in South Africa where you can say, I can't buy alcohol because all the shops that sells alcohol are closed. So you always have got access to alcohol, which is problematic, because in other countries, in Israel, for example, there are times that you can't access alcohol. And the way in which you access it, the pricing of it, it also makes it impossible for you to to embark on excessive drinking. So those are some of the things that we have to look into, and also the age restrictions. So you have got in America, you have to be 21 year old for you to consume alcohol, and there's policing in that, because in South Africa you just say those who are above 18 can consume alcohol, but those who are 16 and 15 are still able to consume alcohol, but there's nothing that happens to them when they are consuming alcohol. So the policing aspect of it realizes or experiences a lot of troublesome or cumbersome situations. So there's still a lot that the government should be doing in terms of regulation and policing of existing laws and legislations.
What I'm still not getting my head around, though, Kenneth, is why the increase? You know, we've got all the historical factors to big drinkers. I understand that, between the poverty, escaping the poverty, the polity. I get it. But why is it increased? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. But to those who are producing alcohol, so it makes a lot of sense to them. So these days, you will realize that there's what they call fake alcohol. So you have got the producers who are not really, who are not abiding by the laws of the country to trade in alcohol, but they are there. And then you also have got those who are trading in tobacco products who are not legit producers of tobacco, who are dealing in those products. And it's a loss also to the country when you with regard to excise duties, because it means that SARS, South African Reserve Service, it loses a lot of money, because it is not able to collect the money that is due to the country's purse. So it's a loss on that regard. But also that is why we are seeing excessive drinking or the production of alcohol. Many companies are emerging, even those who are not abiding, or those who are abiding by the law. So that is very problematic. So that is where the government fits in. Why is it possible for fake alcohol to be produced? So it's the work of the government to make sure that it is only those who are licensed who are able to trade in alcohol.
Yes. Kenneth, I'm sorry. I apologize. We're out of time. We crossed to you late. I apologize for that. We have a big problem that we need to get a handle on, but thank you for chatting to me this afternoon.